I didn't want to live this normal life, this 9-to-5 box. And I wanted to just go out there and do things different and create my own life.
I think the first step is to be honest with ourselves.
That's a hard one.
When you travel, that gives you the opportunity to always be in a different place with different people, different mentality, and just experience the world through different eyes, you know, different views. I get a lot of questions about that, like, aren't you afraid? I think that's the question that I get. Just this mental thing that you can eliminate more than half of your fears just by looking close to them. People are not going to understand your idea. It's your idea. It's your dream. And if it's truly yours, it has to sound a bit weird to people. I wish I could say that because it sounds nice, right? No, I just walked that direction, didn't look back. And it doesn't work like that in real life. You know, you do walk in that direction. You have to stay true to yourself. But of course, sometimes it's just, you know, like, do you want that so bad that you are willing to give up that part?
Ooh, say that again.
It was in the middle of the night in an island. I had nobody. I lost everything. I was by myself. I did not even have a proper place to stay. It was just that moment that you just like...
Welcome to the Discover You podcast. I'm here joined with a special guest, a good friend of mine that has really influenced my life and who I am today. She's a wonderful individual with so much accolade. So she's written a book. She's from Brazil. She's written a book and it's been screened all over the globe. She's got over 40,000 followers on Instagram. She's well known and very intelligent. I'm introducing you to my good friend, Leticia.
Who is this person? Is that me? Thank you, Joe.
So you've got, first of all, I want to start with, how are you?
Good. I'm pretty good. I'm happy to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
Yeah, right. So you've got all these accolades. So I guess I just want to focus on the mentality that got you here. Where did this all begin?
Good question. I think I always wanted to be creative, and I sort of never liked the way that people live their lives, you know, like when you're growing up and you watch people, all these adults living their life. I was like, I don't want to be one of them. So I always had this idea of, I don't know, I want to create my own life. I want to do something different. I want to, you know, like travel and see more and learn and always learning. I think that was always my wish. I always wanted to learn more and not accept things as they were. I was always questioning a lot. So I think it all began there, you know, just with this very curious mind.
How old would you say you were when things started clicking together? Like, I didn't want to live this normal life, this 9-to-5 box, and I wanted to just go out there and do things different and create my own life.
I think I was always like that. You know, like my mom, when she tells me the stories about, you know, when I was a little girl, like 2 years old, and my grandparents would come and visit, I was ready with a little backpack, like, bye, mom, bye, dad. I'm ready to go with grandma and grandpa. You know, I wasn't that kid, like, oh, I want to be home. And I've always expressed that. I think that was, you know, who I was.
So you're pretty huge on traveling, and you've traveled across the globe, have you?
Yeah, I love traveling. I think that's the way I find to just be myself, because you can explore other places. I think I'm passionate about the unknown, you know. So when you travel, that gives you the opportunity to always be in a different place with different people, different mentality, and just experience the world through different eyes, you know, different views. So I love that about traveling. So it's not just traveling as a tourist, but traveling to really see the world, to really understand the way of the people think, the way they live. It's so different, you know. It changed so much. But at the same time, you realize that it's almost the same. You know, it's so different.
Yeah,
but
right.
At the same time, you look like, okay, if we take a close look, I can tell that everybody wants the same, you know.
What do you mean by everybody wants to say?
Like, everybody wants to be loved.
Yeah.
You know, everybody wants to be happy. Everybody wants to have your basic needs, you know, like, I don't know. It's just that simple thing about life that connects us all, even though we think different, we have, you know, different ways of living.
So you said something that really clicked into my mind. You said something about always running towards the unknown. The unknown, I personally know from my personal experience as a life coach that a lot of people want to avoid the unknown. We've got this strong fear of the unknown, but you seem to be running towards it and not running away from it. Like, how did you overcome your fear of the unknown?
It sounds weird.
Like, you're running towards everyone. Everybody's running away from.
Yeah, I think that, you know, I get a lot of questions about that. Like, aren't you afraid? I think that's the question that I get, that because people are afraid of the unknown. So they ask me, aren't you afraid?
Yeah.
And of course I am afraid. You know, we are all afraid because that's what makes us that
human.
Yeah, not just human, but it keeps us safe. You know, that's how you understand that something is dangerous, or is it dangerous, you know, that it's going to kill me, or, you know, that gives you the feeling of where should I go and where should I stop.
Yeah.
But I think the fear has become this very mental thing that people just are afraid and they don't ask if that's even, like, it's hard to explain. Like, sometimes you can fear something and it's not even you. It's just people around you telling you that that's dangerous. But you haven't even asked yourself, like, am I truly afraid of that? Why am I afraid of it? So I think I have a very strong mind where I can see my fear clear and like, okay, is this real? And half of the time, or even more, it's not even real. It's just my mind giving me possibilities, telling me, oh, this could happen. Oh, I've heard this story. And then when you look closer, you just, okay, this happened to this person, but it was in such a specific condition, you know?
Yeah.
Or it happened, but it doesn't happen often, you know? I don't know. Just this mental thing that you can eliminate more than half of your fears just by looking close to them and understanding.
By looking at them and facing them. Is that what you're
with more reality and not just your mind telling you a bunch of crazy stuff, you know, like the very messy mind that just like, oh, you're afraid, but you don't even know exactly why or what.
So I understand from which angle you're speaking of from my own personal experience, but I'm sure people behind the screen are thinking about that, like, does she have a strategy? Is there steps we can follow? How do we turn the eye and face ourselves to be able to tackle these fears and find out which fear is actually being created from our mind, which fear actually is illusional and doesn't actually exist, and what to actually watch out for?
I think the first step is to be honest with ourselves.
That's a hard one. Jeez. You're gonna hit us with a hard one first.
No, because asking the questions is not the hardest part. You know, we can ask questions, we can try to understand, and you know, but most of the time we are not honest with the answer. Like, you know,
Do you feel like we run away from the answer?
Yeah, we run away from ourselves, from our authenticity, from who we are. We are sort of afraid of shining and being who we are. You know, we are almost like hiding and, you know, like living these smaller lives than we are capable of, you know?
Wow.
So I think that's the beginning. Just be honest.
Step one is be honest to yourself.
Be honest. Yeah. If you are not happy, go deep into that. You know, why? What's happening? Yeah. Why are you feeling that?
Yeah. You had an idea of how life should have been. And then life didn't show up that way. Is that best suit to say how it is?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, a little bit. I didn't want the regular life.
Yeah.
But also it didn't happen in any direction, you know? So I was like, okay, I didn't get that, but I also didn't get anything different. I'm like, okay, maybe I have this space now where I can create something. And I was very disappointed with everything. It was just like, because it's not just not having the regular life, but also how do you change things? How do you do something different? So I was disappointed with both, with the, you know,
so
with
you were
myself.
Disappointed with yourself because let's say we put it as boxes.
Mm-hmm.
There's the regular life boxes, the 9-to-5 boxes, and then there's the freedom chaser, the pursue your dream, create your own reality kind of box.
Yeah.
So you weren't in the
No, I was just lost.
You were just lost. Yeah. I feel like this is the perfect topic for this podcast because I'm sure tons of our viewers feel like they're in limbo. They're in the middle. They're not quite there with the 9-to-5. They're not very happy with waking up in the morning and going to the work that they're going to and doing the things that they're doing. But they're also struggling and they don't know how to make life happen.
Yeah.
Like, do you have any advice for anybody that's in limbo, that's in the middle and doesn't know
what to do? Let's go back to be honest to yourself.
You heard it, man. You can't run away.
Can't run away.
So the first advice was be honest with yourself. And then the second advice was...
Because you can't change something if you don't be honest, that you need to change something, right?
Correct.
Like, so you got to be honest. You got to be like, okay, I'm going to change this, you know.
And then...
Or I want this or...
Like, but you know it's not easy.
No, not taking, easy. And taking. It's not like that. It's not like, oh, I'm going to do this and then it's going to happen. No. Like from that moment until, like that was in 2000. That was a long time ago. That was in 2000.
Whoa.
13. So from that moment until I actually published my book and I did everything, like, you know, that life started to connect the way I wanted.
Yeah.
That took 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Like, I'm just really interested in the mindset part of things because to say, hey, I can pursue the safe route and the safe road, which is get a regular job, do a 9-to-5 and just get into the industry and follow what everybody else is doing, which is a safe road to do. But choosing a different path and saying, hey, I want to see if I can make my life exactly how I wanted to make it. That's a scary thing to do.
I think there is a point here because I'm from Brazil, right?
Yeah.
So in Brazil, if you compare to Australia, it's not that easy actually to have that regular life.
Wow.
You know?
So you had to fight twice the obstacle.
Yeah.
Woo!
Like, so
woo!
What? No, it's if you don't have that easy path, to just say, okay, I'm just going to get a job and do this, you know, this proper life.
Yeah.
It's not easy in Brazil to do that. And I was far away from that. I didn't have like a career or, you know, anything. I was just like, I graduated in tourism and hospitality. So I felt a bit lost as well because, you know, that doesn't give you like
a direct path.
So I was like, I'm not really sure what's my profession or anything like that.
Yeah.
So... it wasn't that easy to go into that direction. So I was in that point where I would have to work hard for both, you know?
Yeah.
And you do in life. Right. You do put energy,
you know, to have
a regular life, man, it takes a lot of effort, you know? Like,
it does.
So I saw that very clear. I was like, if I'm going to do something from here, both of them are hard work, you know? It's just a choice. It's just a where you want to be. And I was very afraid of being that ordinary place. You know, I was very afraid. So I think I was so afraid of that I didn't mind trying something else. You know, because if anything, I would come back and go the other way. You know, I had nothing to lose. I think that was the point.
And
you know?
So would you say you just dived into the path of creating your own life and you didn't look back? Or there's times where you felt like maybe you should have taken us the other route.
I wish I could say that because it sounds nice, right? No, I just walked that direction, didn't look back. And it doesn't work like that in real life. You know, you do walk in that direction. You have to stay true to yourself. But of course, sometimes it just gets difficult, you know. And then you look back and you think, oh man, should I do something easier? Should I just, you know, do what everybody's doing? Or of course you have those moments, especially when things go wrong. Like when I went to Southeast Asia, which my book is about, 6 months that I was doing volunteer work in Thailand, Cambodia, and Vietnam. Mm-hmm. And I had all my belongings is stolen on my first day.
Wow.
And it happened again 2 months later. So when that happened the second time, I was devastated. I couldn't understand why. I was just like, you know, I'm a good person. I'm here doing volunteer work. I really want to, you know, do good things. I'm a good person. So why is this happening?
Hold on, I'm just trying to picture what you just said. So you went out there to do volunteer work and to help people. And then the worst thing that could have happened to you.
Oof. Even my passport. Wow. I lost everything. Oops. I lost my passport, my phone, like everything.
That would have taken you, that would have made you feel extremely low.
Yeah. It was in the middle of the night in an island. I had nobody. I lost everything. I was by myself. I was doing a couch surfing, actually. So I didn't even have a proper place to stay. It was just that moment that you just like, the language, like, English, you know, barrier. Everything was.
Well, how do you bounce difficult. Back? I'm sure you would have been in tears. You would have been frustrated. You would have been. Yeah. And like, personally, if I was in that situation, man, a part of my mind would probably be like, why are you helping people? This is what you go out there to help people and this is what you get.
I'll tell you what happened.
Yeah.
I went home. I tried to sleep. Woke up early. Couldn't sleep. And then I never, ever call my mom or my parents to ask for help. I usually, if something happens, I fix all my problems and then I call them and say, okay, listen, this happened and this is how I fix it. Yeah. But that day I was just like, I couldn't do it. I was just like, it was too much, I think. Wow. So I called my mom and I was like, this happened. And then she was always very supportive of myself, like of my adventures, of, you know, me being me. And that was the first time ever in my life that my mom told me to go back home. She was like, okay, you know, it's happening again. Like, maybe you should just come back. And then, like, when she gave me that option, I was like, I'm not going back. You know, wow. Like, it just, like, that fire. I was just like, I'm not going back.
Yeah,
I'm not. Just because someone decided to, you know, like, steal my stuff. And that he's a bad person. I'm not a bad person. Like, I'm just going to keep going. And if this happens a third time, then I'm going back. So it's funny how, you know, I was so unsure and so, like, in this very difficult moment. And when my mom gave me that option, I was like, no, I'm not doing that.
Would you say you, when that option was placed on the table for you, did you visualize how it would feel to go back to Brazil? And you pictured that life in your mind and you're like, nope, that's not it.
Yeah, it was really hard to leave Brazil and to be there, you know, in Asia, traveling, doing what I always dreamed of, like giving up and going back. I don't think I could be able to do it again, you know. I was like, this is a only one chance that I have. Yeah. So I have to stay. And this is not my limit yet. I still had more, you know. I was like, no, I can face this. And nowadays, when I look back, that was the best thing that could have ever happened to me.
Which one? The people stealing from
you? Yeah, yeah. Because, you know, that's the only reason why I have a book. You don't write a book about, my life was beautiful. I went traveling and everything went well. You know, like all the feelings, everything I had to go through, like learning about myself. You only know how strong you are when you have to be, you know? So if life puts you in that spot, it's actually a chance for you to learn about who you are.
So you're seeing these obstacles as opportunities.
Yeah, that's how I see it. Even nowadays when shit happens, I'm happy about it. I'm like, okay, this is learning opportunity.
Yeah.
And that will make me stronger. So many times in my life after that happened to me, I was in situations with other people sometimes and I don't know, someone lost sunglasses. I don't know, I'm just creating something here. And the person was so sad and, you know, and I was like, I don't care about that anymore. You know, like if I still can move, if I still have my passport with me, you know, like if I have the basics, I am happy, you know, because, other things just lost their value. I don't know. It just made me stronger. And that was because I had to find that strength. So that was very helpful. And I see nowadays that all these very difficult moments, because when you travel, you know, volunteering and going around and backpacking, and I love to go, I love to challenge myself. You know, I just did, I told you about my motorcycle trip around the US. I was alone. It was my first time riding a bike. I just like that because I'm learning about who I am, you know.
And
Wow.
That's a beautiful journey. And like you talked about traveling around the globe. And as part of traveling, you've also done some amazing things, like you got a documentary.
Yes, I do.
Tell us a little bit about that documentary, because you've screened it around all across the globe, and that sounds pretty exciting.
Yes.
How did you come by to that?
I went to Asia, spent 6 months there volunteering, went back to Brazil. 3 years later, I published my book.
What's
and
the name of the book? So the public knows what the book is. So they don't want to check
Do
it
For
out.
Love.
Do For Love.
Yeah. And so when I was writing the book, I had this idea. I was like, do you know what?
This is the book.
It would be really cool if people could.
We'll put the link in the bio. That's what we'll do. Yeah, tell us more.
It would be really cool if people could just meet the people who are here, you know, like the real characters and the people that helped me and the people that I was volunteering the projects and stuff. Amazing people. Mm-hmm. And so I was writing it and I was like, okay, Hollywood's not going to knock my door, right?
They're coming.
So I'm going to do it myself. So I met this amazing filmmaker. He's amazing. He does a beautiful work, very poetic. And I messaged him and we just went to Asia, spent 40 days doing same thing I did on my first time there. So we went back to to Thailand, Cambodia, and Vietnam, visiting all the volunteering projects, all my friends, everybody who is in, not everybody, but the main characters in the book that I talk about. Yeah. So we visited them. He was filming everything. And then we did the documentary, which was really cool because it was independent. Yeah. And then when the movie was ready, that was a big thing because I focused so much. I'm like, okay, we need to get this done. And when I had the movie ready, I was like, okay, what do you do with the movie now? You know, that was actually the hardest part. So I decided to do everything on my own. So I rented movie theaters and started like screening it.
And people were showing up.
Yeah, through social media, because my following is very organic. People really, like, they've been with me forever, and then they invite their friends to come and to read my book. And, you know, it's a very amazing community. So they helped me. They were just like, okay, let's invite everybody we know in this city. And then I would go to another one, and they would invite more people. And then it was just
like that. I'm just thinking about the viewers and someone thinking about writing a book, and they want to possibly one day screen their own film and screen their own documentary around the world. Like, what would you recommend? How should they start? What's baby step number one if they want to write a book?
Understand what's the idea, like what you want to do. Is it a book? Is it a documentary? What is more natural to you? It's good to start from there. And sometimes whatever is more natural to us is the thing that we don't see value because it's natural. It's easy, you know. Like for me, like writing is so easy that I never saw that there was value in it, that there was my thing, you know. Because it was just, writing, you know. Everybody gets a computer and, you know, writes a story. And that was something important that I learned.
I'm trying to process, man. How many of you out there are doing stuff so easily and you don't even know you're gifted?
Yeah.
So start there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great
advice. And usually we like to go to the hardest one, right? No. Yeah. What is the thing that I'm going to put a lot of effort and it's going to be hard and I'm going to, you know. No, don't start there. Don't start there. Look at the things that are actually easy for you to accomplish. And that's a good beginning.
Yeah. So in your case, let's use the scenario of you trying to put that movie out, right? So where did you meet this filmmaker?
A friend of mine tagged me on a video that he posts on social media.
And that's literally how it started.
Yeah, and then I saw it, and she was all excited about the story behind, like the story that they were telling about in the doc. And I was like, no, I'm interested in whoever filmed this because it was so beautiful. It was all about people, and it was just amazing. And I was like, who is this guy? So I messaged him and we started from there.
I've had so many chats with people that have great ideas, that have great mind, that have great gift, and they want to do things around the community. They want to do things and create a better reality for themselves. But the one thing they always tell me is, Joel, What about money? What about money? What's your take on that?
That was my...
What's your take on
that? That was exactly my problem. How about the money? How do I do this? First thing is that when you do things on your own, it's so much cheaper. You know, you just like...
Really?
Yeah, of course, you're not like...
But it's coming out of your own pocket.
Because people... But people have these big numbers in mind.
Yeah.
Where you have to pay so many parts in the process, you know, like you have to do this and then you need that and then you need something. People think they need so much, but not really, you know, like you don't. Like, make a documentary. Okay, what do we need? A filmmaker and a person with a story. So let's do it. I went talk to him and I said, I have no money, you know, but I have
just
this
like
story.
That.
Yeah, I have no money, but I have this story to tell, which if you connect with it, we can just be creative and do something with this.
Yeah,
and
right.
He, at the time, he was working for brands and for the money. And that clicked something for him. He was like, you know what? I love doing this, but I have to work for the money. So I've been doing all this commercial stuff that I'm not really happy about it. So what you are saying to me is that you're giving me an opportunity to create something that I'm actually proud.
Wow. So
I was like, amazing.
And that's all it took.
Yeah.
Just saying, hey,
yeah,
I'm ready.
We met one day. We had a bottle of wine. Because that was my...
Red or white wine?
Red.
Uh-huh,
let's have a wine so we can discuss this. So, you know, like I can trust you.
That's how you build trust. Wine.
And then we start sharing ideas. And because I wasn't very clear about what I wanted. From the doc, and then he was giving me ideas, and then we're like, okay, let's go back to all these countries. I travel very cheap, so the trip itself cost us like $2,000, 40 days traveling, both of us.
40 days,
yeah,
that's pretty
so
good.
You know, it was cheap. Yeah, and then I thought about asking money for companies and stuff, trying to find sponsorship, but it didn't feel right because they wanted their brand to be there, and then there is so many layers to it. Things that you have to say, what you want to do. And I was like, I'm doing this because I believe this, what I'm saying. I want to have the freedom of just telling the story.
Your story.
Yeah, my story and not people telling me what to do. So I was like, no, let's just do it. So we went traveling and he filmed everything. And that was it. Then we had a movie with a very low budget.
And so, what are some of the countries you screened it in? Did you screen it in the States where you're there, in the US?
Yeah, in California.
Ooh, California!
In LA, San Diego.
Wow.
In Brazil, we did screenings in 20 different cities. Then I went to Europe. I screened the movie in Dublin, Lisbon, London, Berlin, Barcelona.
It keeps going.
Sydney, Gold Coast.
So you got so much achievement under your belt. And I know a little bit, I heard a little bit about stuff you've done with the TED Talk. Like, just share a little bit about that. How did you manage to get on the TED Talk? Like, you're achieving so many things. And then TED Talks as well?
Yeah, that was a big surprise. That happened when everything was, you know, like publishing the book, and I was moving so many parts, you know, at the time. I was talking to so many people, and that's important too, putting that list that we are creating there, speaking about it, you know, to people. Tell people what your dream is, what you were doing, what you were working on, because people will help. You know, people will have that in their mind. If it's just on your mind, people won't know. People won't make the connections. People won't, you know. So
I'm a bit conflicted just on that point there, because I've been on YouTube and there's a lot of motivational speakers, and many of them say, when you have a vision, don't tell anybody.
I don't agree with that.
Because the individuals you tell might be your haters. They might be coming for you.
Maybe they have money in their pocket, so they can just, you know, pay people around and figure out how to do it. But if you don't, if you're studying and, you know, like, just talk to people. Tell them.
So you say speak to people and don't hide it.
Yeah, don't hide it.
What if the people you're speaking to don't like you very much and are jealous of you?
Okay, so don't tell to those ones.
So figure out who to talk to.
Yeah, figure it out. But it's anyway, people,
it
doesn't matter. Like, you know, like, you cannot expect people to support you. Like, don't start from their mindset, you know, like, because People are not going to understand your idea. It's your idea. It's your dream. And if it's truly yours, it has to sound a bit weird to people. You know, it has to sound like in a way that people don't get it. So it's part of the process. People are not going to support you straight away. And that's okay. You know.
That's all right. Oh, so the TED Talk. Let's talk about it. So where were you when you got reached out by TED Talk? What's the story behind that?
Yeah, I was in Brazil. And at the time, I was talking a lot about, you know, like, because I did a crowdfunding for my book. So I was always talking about it on social media. I did a couple of, I went to radio to talk about it. I was always trying to, you know, have more people learning about it. So actually, I just got a message from someone on my Facebook at the time. And the person was like, hey, would you like to come and be part of a TED Talk that we are organizing.
You didn't go looking for them? You did nothing?
No.
Wow.
No, that one, no.
it's funny when you're doing your thing, when you're being authentic to yourself, how you start attracting.
Yeah. Like Darwin. Darwin was like that. Like, you know, like so many things happen here in Darwin. And because of that, because, you know, just connecting the right people and...
So I want to just ask last few questions, and one of them is to do with people and people looking at your story, and I'm a big believer of people not just being inspired and not just being inspired and looking at me like, wow, she's amazing. But we want to get to the stage where people can be like, oh, she's amazing. However, this is how she did it. And I believe I can do it too.
Yeah,
by watching it. You don't want people that are inspired, but are not motivated to do anything about it. We want people that are inspired by your story and also say, "All right, my journey also starts today. I'm gonna make something happen." What's the difference between those who are inspired by and those who are not inspired? And how can we? Do you have any parting words you can tell them about those who are looking at your story and saying, "You're amazing, but that's you. I don't know how you did it. I can't do it."
Yeah, it's interesting that you said that, because the last chapter of my book, the name of the chapter is "Yes, It's Possible."
Ooh.
You know, so I think that's what I wanted when I wrote the book.
Yeah.
It's not just, you know, oh yeah, she's amazing, she's traveling, she's doing this, oh look at me, you know. But I really wanted this story at the end to finish with that message. Yeah. Yes, it's possible. So why I'm telling this story is because I want people to understand it's possible. I didn't have that when I started. You know, I looked around and I was like, oh my God, everybody's doing the same thing. But I don't see anyone doing something different. Yeah. So I'm very happy that nowadays I can be that person. And a lot of people do their own thing, you know, and it's not doing what I did. That's also important. That's something I always tell people. Mm-hmm. Like, you can be inspired by this, but try to figure out how you can do this your way. You know, maybe you don't have to go volunteering in Southeast Asia to, you know, it's maybe it's not your thing, but what's your thing? What would you like to do? You know, like what you feel inspired to do, what makes you feel alive. So I think that's a good point. Does that answer your question? Or you need more?
You always need more.
You always need more. I know you.
Well, so, okay, let's put it into scenario. So someone comes in and they say, hey, I've listened to what you said in the podcast, Leticia, and I've decided, you know what, I feel like I'm so good at designing, right? I feel like I've got this gift in design. And I'm right now, I'm a lawyer, but I hate this job, but my heart is calling me for design. How do I make the shift? How do I make the change like you did?
I think I would ask a very direct question. Would be like, are you willing to give up a lot of the stuff that you have now?
Now,
you know, the security, the comfort, you know, like, are you, like, do you want that so bad that you are willing to give up that part?
Ooh, say that again. Say that again.
How bad do you want it, you know? Because it's not going to be easy. But how bad do you want it? Like, are you willing to give up? Because a lot of people, when they look at me, and they nowadays they only see the results, right? Like, oh, you have a book, you have a documentary, you've done all these travels, you've done a TED Talk. And they think that I have everything that they have plus this. And it doesn't work like that. You know, people, usually their mindset is, I want to add that to my life. You know, I want to have everything I have the way it is today. And also, I want to do this.
Yeah. Wow.
But it doesn't work like that. You need to give up on things. You need to choose, you know. And I think the hardest part is choosing. A lot of people prefer to choose comfort over discomfort. The known instead of the unknown. So it's you have to have that mindset. Because if you don't, you're not going to follow through.
If you go on a journey for yourself to create your own life, would you be experiencing discomfort all the time? Or there's a time where discomfort stops?
You find comfort in discomfort.
Woo! That's the one.
Yeah, you know, you understand that life is not this like black and white. It's either one or the other. And it just, everything is part of you. Even your, like the things that you want to change in yourself. Sometimes I tell people, like, stop trying to change, because maybe that's what makes you, you know?
Wow.
Like, we have so many parts, and life is not this, you know, colorful, beautiful place where it's all beautiful all the time. It's not going to be like that. So why not see it through another point of view and just feel more comfortable in that discomfort place? Does that make sense?
Yep, it does. So, thank you so much. And so this podcast is recorded in Darwin, and Darwin is the hometown for Discover You podcast. Thank you so much again for coming in today. And we'll put all your description in the bio for your Instagram. And
thank you. It was a pleasure. It was really good meeting you here. We exchanged so many great ideas. You are such an amazing person.
Thank you.
And I'm very happy to be here sharing a little bit of my story. And, you know, I'm glad we met.
I'm sure we'll have a part two at some point in the future. And just check out the comment section on our YouTube channel and on our Facebook and Instagram. We'll put it all there, and so you can connect with her and her story and her books and whatever she's doing.
Leave the link for my documentary, because it has subtitles in English, so you can watch.
There you go. We got a real plan. And go out there on Spotify and Apple Podcasts to follow through Discover You podcast. I'm Joel Benicia, and our special guest today, Tisha Mello.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you for tuning in. If you enjoyed our content, please follow us on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and TikTok. And if you really want to support us, please support us on Patreon, Subscribestar, and Crypto. I personally want to say thank you to all of you that are following us. And I want to make a promise that if you follow us, if you subscribe to our channel, that we will keep producing the best, highest form of quality content to add value to your life and help you find fulfillment in life. Thank you.